In terms of tonight's topic, I do think it's a topic that probably is not talked about enough. It might even get the categorization of a mace mitzvah. Absolute mace mitzvah, something that's not really done, especially in yeshiva. And I would like to revive it a little bit. Just as a big disclaimer, though I hope to be revolutionary, I do not look necessarily take off any time from Seder, per se, for this, but this is an idea, a concept, which I'll talk about utilizing it, but it's more for the side, it's more for outside of the regular Siddurim, but nevertheless, I would want to just put it on the person's mindset as a focus. Now, what is this big deal that is forgotten, nobody does? It's called Limud Chumash. The concept of learning Chumash. Now, as Yeshiva Bachrim, we all know that we spend much time learning Gemara, the Shabur Seder, we have Musar Seder, we have lots of Musar things, but as we'll get to in a moment, put aside the Shmuzim per se, just to learn Chumash, to gain a depth and a breadth in the study of Chumash, study of Chamishi Chumshi Torah, or the protagonists, or the people involved, all the stories. We'll get to soon also Rishonim. To learn and to be a baki in Chumash is something which sometimes gets like cast under the rug. Sometimes people have a little bit of a background from high school. They have to take a Chumash test. Though my impression in most branches is Chumash tests are an absolute joke. And although people do learn Chumash, as we'll get to in a moment, from the youngest of ages, that does not mean that they are a baki in Chumash. Far from it. And what I would like to introduce today is the concept of Beis Medrash Bachrim, becoming bakis, becoming amkins, in Chumash. Fascinating idea. Now, first and foremost, why should it be that a person, what's the big deal, why should a person be a baki in Chumash? So, I'll get to soon on the bottom here. I have a piece from Volbe. Volbe has a sefer, talks all about, it's called Shi'uri Chumash, and talks all about learning Chumash, the importance, talks about Ikrei Emuna. They say, I think the Gra would walk around with a Chumash with Rashi and say, this is the most basic sefer you need for Emuna, Chumash and Rashi. Very, very important. And in fact, if you think about it, it's the most widespread limud in Klal Yisrael. It's even greater than Daf Yomi. Now, you have to check. It could be the Shansi Talmud outdid the Bible, but I don't think so. Gutenberg's Bible, I think, is the all-time best-selling book, and Art Scrolls Chumash, too. And, you know, Baruch Hashem, people get into it. It's a wonderful thing. The concept of Daf Yomi, the concept of Daf Yomi, that you have people from all over the world, all supposedly all on the same Daf, is a wonderful thing. You can interact. We in Chafetz Chaim, people outside of Chafetz Chaim marvel at us, that the whole Chafetz Chaim system, for the most part, all do the same Masechta every year. That's great. All do the same Masechta. Right? That doesn't count. But they all, the fact that everyone does the same Masechta, you talk to someone in another branch, so we hope they do this, you know, not necessarily they're going to do the same Sukkahs, but the basic idea, we're all learning the same Masechta, connects us. It connects us to Chafetz Chaims all over the world. Daf Yomi connects people learning the Daf to people all over the world. But there's something bigger than that, called Parshiyos HaTorah. Everyone in Klal Yisrael this week is learning Parshas Noach. You go into a shul in Antwerp, or a Beis Medrash in London, or a kollel in South Africa, and you could talk on Heintike Parsha. It might depend, someplace you have to talk in English, Yiddish, whatever, Portuguese, I don't know. But the common language is we're all learning Parshas Noach, and we could all quote Rashi, Ramban, to whatever degree people are knowledgeable. And it's a tremendous way to connect with people all over. You think about that. We're all doing the same parsha every week for the most part, every year. And it's a tremendous limud. And to be a part of it. And sometimes, the yeshiva bacher happens a lot. Yeshiva bacher, like, we're so busy, you know, our learning and our this. It happened to be twice over Sukkot. You know, somebody comes to me, Rabbi Kiri, you have a vort for me? I have a vort for you. I could tell you, Pilpul Sher, I could, you know, hear Sher on Tzara Tzara, or Kiv Eger's Kasha. I could give you a Sher in Mitzvah Baba Avera, Shemi Atzeres. You want a vort on Sukkot? Oh my gosh. Like, luckily, Baruch Hashem, I had a couple, made up a couple. But a lot of times as yeshiva bachrim, I include myself in that, is that we're so focused on our regular limudim, but like basic chumash, basic, do you have a Dvar Torah, a vort on the parsha, gets totally overlooked. I know Rabbi Sharfman talks about it before Al Shabbosim a little bit. Okay, so we know one vart. But Lamaisa, right. My goal here is we should appreciate what Limud al-Chumash is and look and have a drive and a desire to become Bakis. Secondly, so that's the first reason. First reason is we want to connect with people all over in Klal Yisrael. It's the most basic, widespread Limud. And have a shaychus to that. You know, we can learn with our parents and learn with our siblings, learn with so many people. You call up your grandfather, you can tell him a vart. It's a beautiful thing. Now the second vort might be in some ways more important. And this is classic Slabotka. Rabbi Isaac Sher talks about this in the beginning of the Sefer. It's on the sheets here. And really, it stems from Achovas all levels. I'm not going to read it inside, even though we start the Vod early. Read some of it. I'll read Achovas all levels. This is in Shar Cheshben and Nefesh. It's proper to start as your das becomes smarter. La'ayin b'sefer Torah sel kim v'sefer neviyav k'moshu olam and mehem. To go and be ma'ayin in Chumash, in Navi, as if you never learned it. V'chein tasab divrei chachamim v'akabalah, shedesbonim mehem tidonim v'chav z'chus. You should learn them, and you have a kash on them, always try to work it out. V'atunuch da'itach ha'amash n'esbaret z'chulah b'techilus imudecha. Right? You shouldn't just sit back on your laurels. Oh, I learned this before. I learned Parshas Noach before. El atovo lel es nafshach lakimil shemaskabo. Azirach mos misodos torah vasodos hachachamim. Mashi efshal ha'asigo mitzad limon amim luamdim. Oscha betchilas yonim. Kitzuras ha'amim hadakim. This is the important line. Because the learning of things which are very slight, daki dakos, eso mi shakarasa chalusha, by somebody whose das is weak, there's no comparison to somebody whose das is much stronger. The more understanding you have, the greater clarity you'll get. This is a major, major, major point. And Rachman al-Aslan, people who do not engage in learning Chumash when they're older, will suffer tremendous, tremendous problem. Tremendous. Baruch Hashem, if you're a frum kid, my son, Kananahara, is 5 years old. He's in kindergarten. He's not in first grade. He said over the parsha this week with such bekiyas, such midrashim, I was blown away. Baruch Hashem, Kananahara, you know, he focuses, I see. My little Hanachol. Right, he's not playing baseball, watching Bob the Builder. But he was settled, he absorbed everything as Moher said, and I saw, it's amazing, seeing how she said it over. She added in a lot of midrashim, said it over very well, he retained it. It's amazing. When you're a little kid, Baruch Hashem, your mind's a sponge, girsa diyankasa, and you could absorb so much. And Baruch Hashem, Jewish kids, when they're young, they learn in preschool, they learn in the younger grades, as on and on, they learn about the parsha, they learn basic things. But you know what? That's a wonderful thing. Don't take me away. I'm not saying don't send your kids to Jewish schools. But there's a big problem. Because if you never relearn those things, your understanding of Noach is the same understanding you had of Noach when you're 7 years old. I'm telling you. There are people sitting in here. Now, it could be on some things like Noach you rethought. But let's say there are other aspects of Chumash you didn't rethink, and you never relearned since you were 7 years old. Your understanding is that of a seven-year-old. It's shocking. I've seen it with Yeshiva Bachrim, Kol Shekem with Baal Batim. Their understanding of Chumash, of Yisodei Hadas, of who Lot is, who Avram Avinu is, what happened in this Maisa, they're mamish seven-year-olds. They never understood on a sophisticated level. And there are many things very tough. I remember, well, as a 12th grade Rebbe, sometimes guys would ask me these tough Chumash kashas, how to explain this Maisa, Yudah and Tamar, and this. Some things you can't, even when you're smarter, you can't answer those. Not so simple. But there are many people, if you never relearn a concept when you're older, when you have greater das, and your limud is, Baruch Hashem, you learn Chumash when you were 7 years old, but you never expand beyond that, your understanding of Chumash is like a seven-year-old. Now, if you thought about it when you're 17, you might have more kashas. Okay, that's perfect. So that's the time now to research it again, to learn it again, and try to understand it again. Every year, every day, really, as a person grows in his learning, and in yeshiva that's happening on a daily basis, like the famous Rabbi Akiva, water on the rock on a daily basis, drip by drip by drip, sugya after sugya, diuk after diuk, tosos, after marsha, after Rabbi Akiva Eger, every little step, every day of achana, you're growing, you're becoming a different person. And the means of the expression of that is, okay, now when you learn Chumash, you'll understand Chumash different than you did last year. And Kol Shekein different than he did 10 years ago. So there's an absolute chiyuv, not just Rabbi Isaac Sher screaming about this in the beginning of his Sefer. But the Chovas HaLevavos writes this, that a person has a chiyuv to go over everything, just like their Pashat Lakol, Kach Halamahem Matzoy. It's so hidden from people. You have to relearn Chumash again and again and again as you grow older and just keep with it, learning more and more and more and more. And it's a beautiful thing. A lot of times you see people who have an appreciation and learn Chumash, it's such a joy. I've seen sometimes like older Talmidei Chachamim who, you know, you can tell these people have been through Chumash like so many times. They've been through the Rishonim so many times, but they take a real joy, you know, learning the Parshios. That's part of the impetus and the reason why I picked it as a topic today. Because I caught it right in the beginning. The Parshas Noach, right in the beginning of Bereshis. Anytime you do Bereshis, you know, it's the exciting Parshas. It's a good reason we all start Vayikra. You know, it's not as exciting. I don't know if you know, Yeshivish customs, you know, they do the, whatever we want to call those. But learning the Parshas, learning Bereshis again, Noach, Sefer Bereshis, so much amazing, amazing stuff. To relearn it, and it's so, so critical, so important. Because if you do not relearn it, you're stuck with the impression of a seven-year-old. But Baruch Hashem, a person who does relearn it, let me hit you on this step. You don't even have to learn new Mefarshim. You could just do Chumash and Rashi now, today, as an 18-year-old, as a 20-year-old. And the last time you did it well was, let's, you know, it would be nice, Balakov's course, was ninth grade. When you... at least in the beginning, when you thought Parsha test mattered. So the beginning of ninth grade, you learn Chumash with Rashi well. Okay, fast forward 5-6 years later, relearn it again, the same thing. But your mind has grown so much, your maturity. One of the amazing things here in Slabodka, or Yeshiva, Chofetz Chaim, we focus so much, like one of the major concepts is appreciating who the Gedolim of Chumash were. Avram Avinu, you look at it, it's not like kid eyes. Avram Avinu is Avram Avinu. Could it be? Avram Avinu, could it be? We have tremendous appreciation. Right? They joke in Slabaka, we have big appreciation for the Rishonim too. Do you know who Esav was? Chalashi, I'll get to who Noach is. Yeah, big stuff. Yeah, someone just today was telling me, oh yeah, Noach, yeah, he was a bad guy. Bedorosov. I said, huh, they only translated one shot in the Rashi, the Machlokas. And even that other tzaddik, they know what it means. Famous last words. But, so this is a major, major, tremendous yisod. It's good to do most of his bios on this. And he calls it the Psicha Limad HaTorah, Limad HaChumash. is a person has to know, person has to relearn. You have greater das. With greater das, you know what? Even chazering over the same thing, you'll know so much better. That, I say, is reason number two. So firstly, you learn because of tremendously widespread learning in Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Isaac shares Yisod, that you have to relearn everything because otherwise you're stuck with the old impressions. Additionally, I'll add a couple more reasons why it's important to learn Chumash. This one's also not appreciated as much. In yeshiva, there's a lot of things we focus on. But to whatever degree we focus on one thing, we take away from others. So, also we know in Chavetz Chaim, we focus a lot on Ian. So, Mamela, that means that Bekias is somewhat downgraded. It's not as much emphasis placed on Bekias. And truly, let's talk first from the Gemara perspective. If you ask me, if Talmud came to me, Rebbe, look, I'm going to learn Ian Seder, I'm going to learn Bekias Seder. But you know what? Which one should I put my extra emphasis, my extra devotion, my extra push? So again, barring certain circumstances, let's say Ian's too hard for a guy, or gets a real big geschmack, but in general, right? Not everyone necessarily fits general categories. But later in general, we would tell a guy, you know what? You should obviously spend more focus on Ian. Ian's very important. And okay, so if you're not the biggest bulky, Now, Lemaisa, when it comes to Musar Shmuzin, and this is something which people don't realize. You know, right now, okay, guys are young. You know, Rabbi Luban, you get hit, Rabbi Luban share sometimes, he'll make you say a shmooze, right? We'll hit that point in the year, Rabbi Luban will be, you know, into shmoozim, teaching guys to say shmoozim. But one of the most critical aspects of saying a shmooze is having bekias in Chazal, in Chumash, in Tanakh. You have to have bekias. Because if you know the structure, the anatomy of a shmooze, many shmoozim are all based on bekias. I see a Rashi over here about Avram Avinu. Yeah, but I remember learning earlier, you know what this was? You know what Avram Avinu is? I knew this aspect. This was his strong point. And Rashi is saying he's having his zion in this. A lot of times, the koach hatzir, the basis of the shmooze, is who we're talking about. Don't you know about Avram Avinu? It takes a lot of outside bekias. And unfortunately, if a guy does not have bekias, you could be the world's biggest lamdin, you're not going to come up with a shmooze. When it comes to shmoozing, this is something you have to realize is a little bit different than when it comes to Ian and Gemara. In Gemara, if you're the world's biggest lamdin, then it doesn't matter. You're outside Bekias and Shas or this. Most of the time, the sugya is Menei Bay right here. You know, there are so many times to get answers, you need some Bekias and so you get into something, okay. But Bekias is tremendously much more important. People don't realize this when it comes to shmuzim. The bigger hekif, understanding you have of who Avram Avinu is, who Lot is, who this one is, and that one is, the more every medrash, every chazal looks different. Because I have a picture in my mind who Avram Avinu is. And that's tremendously not focused on. You know, a guy sees, you know, a shmooze is a wonderful thing to do. We'll get to that. The concept of saying a shmooze, your own shmooze, is an awesome thing. But besides the art, which Rabbi Luban definitely spends a lot of time on, teaching guys of how to say a zemen defun, how to say a chiddush, but part of it, of what's many times what sets up a good shmooze, is how much bekias you have in the storyline, in the situation you're talking about, in the person you're talking about. That helps a lot. That's a big deal. So a person wants to gain bekias in shmuzim. And fourthly, is if a person learns the parashios well, in this yeshiva have a big advantage. Why I say in this yeshiva? Because back in the day when I went to yeshiva, a lot of dafki would have that advantage per week. Here, there's a big mila that for the most part, the shmuzim that you hear in yeshiva are based on the parsha. So if you hear a shmooze on the parsha, and you happen to be a bucky in that parsha, you're learning that parsha, That's another easy way to get much more into the shmooze. People enjoy things more that they're knowledgeable of. If you did a sugya once, and then someone else wants to come in and say, ooh, I want to say a share in that sugya. Oh my gosh. Huh. Kiv Eger's Kasha. I spent a while on that. I know that. I'm comfortable in that. Well, how about if that's how you viewed the story with Noach and Cham? You know that story backwards and forwards. You researched it. Oh, and you hear a shmooze on that? Wow. Then you're much more into it. So the dividends pay off in shmoozing. Inside, you know, we Baruch Hashem spend a lot of time in shmoozing. And that itself is an importance of chachmas and muster and the skills. But if a person learns chumash more, you have much more appreciation of everything else that's going on over here. It's incidental, but it pays off great dividends. So I believe these four reasons, some are more important than others. The first couple I put on top of the list on purpose. But a person should realize there's a big inyan, there's a big deal for a person to maximize and get into and put a focus on learning chumash. Big deal. It's kedai for a person to learn and put some focus on it. Now, when do you do that? So I'm not looking to change the world, not instituting a chumash seder here in yeshiva formally. That was not my official plan here. But lamaisa, guys are doing it anyway. I Baruch Hashem, I look around, I see guys doing Shnai Mikra, wonderful thing.
That's you not see the guys. Chumash seder everybody's referring to.
No, that's part of it. Shnai Mikra, if it's done well, when a person pays attention to what he's actually reading, if he actually looks at it in English, he knows something. What's going on? So just by reading Chumash, you're gaining bekiyus. Kol Shekein, if you do Shnai Mikra with Rashi, and you're learning the Rashis and reading the Rashis, Kol Shekein. But yeah, what I'm talking about is even beyond that. It's even spending some time, which we'll get to, focusing on Chazal, looking for a Dvar Torah, for a Vort, something to say. Now, my concept here, it doesn't have to be, I'll get to it in a moment, doesn't have to be everything a shmooze. It's okay to learn, get to soon. Basics, yesodos, this is not such a bad thing. Rabbi Harris talked about this in my days in yeshiva. Some guys jumped on him for it, but okay. He spoke about it. But yeah, so there's time to do it. Chavrus is not here. Tomorrow could be a Rosh Chodesh party. I guarantee you there'll be time, sometime before the beginning of starting time in the base management. Chavrusa walks in. If you're there, you don't have to, there's no mitzvah, you have to go back to the dorm every minute that there's no one in the base management learning. You are able to stay in the base management and learn. It's okay. And Chumash. Learn Chumash. Go through the parsha. Well, I'll show you in a second. Do that. Over Shabbos, we have these Siddur and Shabbos sometimes, right? Between Kiddush and lunch, there's actually a Seder there. So people can learn Chumash. And Friday nights will get longer soon. There's some siddurim sometimes. So yeah, there's time to do it if a guy's focused on it. Now, I want to give a few practical etzes. Okay. How does a person go about mastering chumash? So first and foremost, big day here. Very simple point. Is you have no other project like this. You want to master yavamos. Practically, you have to do it this year. Okay, a guy who's a good guy in Chazar and Bekiah, so Chazar Yevamos even next year. Great. I had a friend of mine who Chazar even 2 years worth of Masechtos. Woo-ha. Amazing. But for the most part, when you're learning Gemaras at our pace, one Masechta a year, you're not going to see that Masechta for another 7 years. The tremendous milo of Chumash is you'll see it next year. So you want to talk about a project to master Chumash? This is a long-term project. Be'ezus Hashem, I plan on doing this every year. Even if you just focus on, because, okay, who knows what's going to be, how much time you'll have when you're 30-something-year-old, Rebbe, Kiruv professional, Askin, not Justin Flatbush, but Askin, whatever life takes a person. Let's just talk about the next 5 years. 5-year plan. Pretty simple. 5-year plan. But you're doing it every year. A person who feels Chumash is hard to do, you know what? So break it up. This year, I'll focus on Rishon to Rishon and Sheni. Next year, I'll do Shlishi and Revi. Break it up. You could do it like that. A guy's more ambitious. Could do, okay, I'll do half a parsha this year, the other half next year. A guy who's even more ambitious, who's been doing it already, wants to up it. Tremendous, great idea. I myself have done it many years. Each year, focus on a different Rishon. Okay, you must start with Rashi. Rashi is obviously the basis. You finish with Rashi, okay, should we do that? I could do the Ramban. Sometimes maybe it's too hard. I'm not looking to get into BJJ. So I'll try the Sforno with Rabbi Polkowitz's English, whatever it takes. You know my BJJ story. No. Guess I have to know this. Right? I'm sorry, this might make people feel very inferior. But the Faher to get into BJJ is Rebbe Sin David opens up one volume of Makoros Gedolos. We'll point to a Ramban, and the girl will have to make a landing on the spot on that Ramban. Gulp. Yes. Most yeshiva bachrim cannot get into BJJ. It's true. It is called the brisk of seminaries for a reason. But look, this is what I'm trying to help. If a person gets a little bekias in learning Chumash, Rambans are not easy. You get a little bekias in learning a Ramban, making a laning on a Ramban. Now, I saw one of the guys on the side of his table. I saw he had a nice art school English Ramban. It's a good way to start. English Rashis, English Sfornos, whatever it takes to begin with. But like many things, your long-term goal is I should be able to do this by myself.
Is there any need in getting yourself that feel? I'm saying if you're always using the English as a crutch, I'm saying isn't it good? I'm not trying to like saying isn't it good
to get off it.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You start that way. But obviously, like all things, you should wean yourself away. You can't pull out the English Ramban for Rebbe Sin David. I'm sorry. He ain't getting into BJJ with that. Now, so that's one idea. Additionally, I think this is a nice practical focus for a person. I remember one of my Rebbeim, Hillel Groisman's grandfather, Rabbi Hochberg, had this. I think this is a tremendous goal. I think everyone here should have this goal. Very simple. A guy should have a goal. Every single parsha in the Torah, starting this week, I'm going to have a Dvar Torah, a Vort, I could say. Every single parsha. Doesn't mean, oh, when I'm asked to speak, I'll quickly run through 20 Svarim, open up this English, where's the majesty of man, this, no. Take one thing. I know this one. This week's parsha, this one, take an index card. Rabbi Hochberg used to have his index cards for each parsha. Take a notebook, whatever it is, loose leaf. Everyone should look. It's a project. When you have a hechruch, when you have a project, it makes it much easier to do. I want to have a project. I have a vort to say. This week's parsha, I got something. Go week by week. If the guy keeps that up, it's amazing. Week after week after week after week, you have something to say. I'll tell you a personal story. I remember when I got married. So I thought it would be a good shtick. I think my first couple of years, I tried to come up with a shmooze in every single parsha to say over at the Shabbos table. Now, for the record, that's pretty good because nowadays you think I have time to look for a shmooze all the time. So you have notebooks of stuff. Came up with a shmooze every parsha. Boom. I have something to say. You know, the years of plenty help you out in the years of famine. I say I'm starving, but I'm busy. You know, I remember Moshe Chait Zatzal saying, there he did with his Rebbeim Shmuzim. He said he has such Shevach Odah to himself that when he was a Bacher, he took very good notes of Rav David Shmuzim and post Rav David, Rav Zal Kohn, different Slabaka Talmidim. He remembers he was a Rav. He was a Rav for many years. He says all his contemporary Rabbanim told him they were up all Friday night working for hours and hours preparing their drushas. He said he didn't have any problems. What do you mean? He just went to his shmuzim. You have a notebook full of shmuzim. Okay, you have to tailor it and figure out how to say it. But for the most part, you have something, you have schayra, something to talk about. If a guy would make it his business, I mean, yeshiva bachar, they expect this of you. You come home. I'm sure you guys went home for Sukkot. Parent says, "Nu, you have something to say?" No, my Rebbe didn't tell me anything. My Kira didn't give me a single Dvar Torah. It's not true. I say a Vort every Friday. But, Elisa, yeah, fluff. But, Lamaisa, it's a big deal. If a guy made a hachrech, I want to come up with a vart every single week. I'll add to that, and this works out well too, is where everyone here is in a pretty good predicament. Is for the most part, most guys here are away from home. Even the guys who live locally, hopefully they eat out and go away sometimes for Al Shabbos and stuff. So when you go away, we all know people do expect, as a yeshiva bacher, especially since we're a commodity here in Florida, people expect you to say things. Palm Beach, you got to say something. Right? Good, good. Baruch Hashem. You can still go away for Shabbos. Hold on.
What's the best thing to look at to find?
I'll get to that in a moment. Excellent question. Excellent question. I'll get to that in a second. But, but I would say, now this could go off into another topic, which I'm not going there, but really a person... If you, Rabbi Neumann Zatzal, would say, anytime a person has a chance to speak, you should take advantage of it. Because it's good practice, and in life, you're going to have situations where you're going to speak. Somebody just told me, a friend of mine just made a bar mitzvah. This guy never speaks. He's not in Harbos Torah. He's in Hachzakas HaTorah. And he made a nice bar mitzvah. And somebody told me it was like one of the first times he ever heard this guy speak. He doesn't speak much, but okay. He'd have to speak, but eventually his kids are getting bar mitzvah and his weddings and this and that. You have to speak. You can't hide from it. Even if you're not in Marbet's Torah, you're going to have chances and chances to speak. It's very, very good, healthy, smart to practice whenever you have a chance. But don't just get up there and say stupidity. There's one story I once said in camp, and I'll always like twist and turn to say into that story. Why don't you have something smart to say? I was sitting with the Baal Bus over Sukkot, and he was saying when he was in Lakewood. He's a Baal Bus now, but he learned in Lakewood back in the day. So he took a speech course from Avi Shulman. He's supposed to be a big bucky in speech. So he would destroy these yeshiva guys' speeches. He would like wipe the floor with these guys. Keep your mouth shut until you have something smart to say. You know, no one wants to didn't we prepare a ball, epis? No. Have something smart to say. Think of a vart. Research a vart. Come up with something and say it. You practice it. If you think about it, it's pretty interesting. You know, in life, for the most part, most people are not going to be asked to get up and say Pilpulshir. But what you are asked to do is get up and speak. And when people speak, they say most basic of Vort and the Parsha. That everyone has to have the ability to do. Doesn't matter if you're Rosh Hashiva or you're a layman. Everybody is expected to speak and say something connected with the Parsha, something. So when are you going to have more time than this point in your life to research Chumash, to learn Chumash? Right? You're going to be a chassan, you're being engaged. You go for the first Shabbos to Kala's house. Oh, now I have time to say a vart. Okay, so I get the phone calls. They call, Rebbe, I need something to say. So I have rachmanas on you. I won't tell you. Hey, you weren't yet my vod 7 years ago. I wouldn't do that to you. I'll just remind you of it, but I'll still give you something to say. But really, guys, you should be self-sufficient, right? You should be self-sufficient. Some people might be earlier than others. You have to be able to have something. Now's the time of your life. You have time. You're in yeshiva. Guys should become buckies. And someone asked before, on what? It does not have to be a shmooze. You don't have to say something from the Rosh Yeshiva. Sorry. You could take anything and everything. It's on tape. 100%. Take a Darish Moshe. Take an English Sefer. A Sichas Moser. There's so many English tomorrow. Just take something that you... like, you could say over, not a mattress, but say over something. You like, you could say over, it has meaning, it has a lesson by Franz Vort, whatever it is. And take one. Every single parsha, every guy should have something. And each year, if you keep that up, year by year, a five-year plan, practically speaking, if you're religious about it, where's my yaki? But if you're strong about it, you do every parsha 5 years, it's tons and tons of divrei Torah. It's amazing. Now, one thing I decided to do, which might help people, might encourage people, if you look in the back of your sheets, I found the following. There are a couple svarim out there. I have a sefer at home from the Rosh Kol in Dallas. Once came out with like all the important Rambans, the Yesodos of the Rambans. But this is even better. This I found is 4 pages, but I put it into one. Is a list of important Rashis, Rambans, Sfornos, Rishonim that Rav Wolbe gave over to his Talmidim. Person should have a Bekias. If you're going to learn Ramban, if you're going to learn Sforno, if you're going to have time to go through the Parsha, part of the Parsha, right? Many of the Parshas is less than 10 Marmakomos there. You go through them, you go through some of them. These are major Yesodos, one of the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael came up with. It's kedai to go through. Very, very good list. Because especially if you have a list like this, that's a shortcut. It's cliff notes. You know, there are nice Rambans that will hawk about where exactly was Aloni Mamre. So, okay, it's good. I didn't know that. But if you're pressed for time, which we all are, we're busy people. So you're not going to learn every Ramban. Maybe you shouldn't learn every Rashi, Rosh Hashanah, Mikra. But you're not going to learn every Ramban. But you have a shortcut. You have a list. This is gold. If you have a list of Rambans, which are Ikrim, there are more copies if anyone needs. But you have a list, this is great.
What's more important, Mishnah and Mikra, or to do Chumash?
Great question. Great question. I mean, Chumash with Rashi could be part of Mishnah and Mikra. Mishnah and Mikra is a halacha. I not want to get involved in this halacha here and get off tape. I'll tell you Rabbi Neumann's Bich Chedesh, I would say over from Scheinberg, which is very kedai to hear, but I'll not repeat it on tape. You can ask me about it afterwards. Tremendous shortcut. But the concept is, I'm not here. Rabbi Neumann would say over from Scheinberg that Yeshiva Bacher should take every kula possible to get through Shnayim Mikra. Because it might say you're doing other learning, which might be more important. Shnayim Mikra might be halacha, but it was more, for sure you could do it on that, but it was more for people that weren't necessarily as focused in learning as a full-time yeshiva bacher. So Rabbi Neumann would say over that whatever it takes, you do it with the chaz and you do this, that, any kula, any das, yachid, whatever you want. Just take it to be yotze. What I'm talking about, I'm not giving you a time when to do it, but you should have a focus. Shnayim Mikra is part of it. And a guy who's doing Shnayim Mikra, Matov Manoim, it's amazing. But this is a focus which includes Shnayim Mikra and beyond. That person should want to master Chumash. When I'm learning Parshas Noach, Pufar Kerat, the fact that it's halacha, I do things just to be Yotze. That's not, my point is beyond that. You shouldn't do things to be Yotze. You should learn Chumash to master it. I should have tremendous Bekias on Chumash. I should walk away. Where do we know that Noach learned Torah? Okay, we all missed the Rashi in this week's Parsha. It's Behema Torah, Behema Asher Inyana Torah. Rashi says, Mikan, the Noach learned Torah. Because how do you know what's Torah, what's not Torah? I happen to be flipping through things. I just saw last night, today, I was flipping through things. I saw, Avi Koenig asked me a kasha in that last year when he was learning Chumash. I have it marked down on the side of my sefer. After a while, we learn Chumash. People, I have friends of mine in Baal Batim, they call me Chumash Kashas. The more you have a Bekias in Chumash, you know, okay, this type of Kasha, where do I look for an answer for that? Where am I going to find that? Different Mefarshim, different Svarim in Chumash. Chumash is one of the most, if not the most, written about Sefer. Much more than Gemara, much more than even the Rambam, there are tons and tons of Mefarshim, of Svarim, of editions written on Chumash. There's so much out there. Organized. It's tremendous. My brother was just telling me they're coming out with a green monster. Ultra Mefarshei HaTalmud of Chumash. I don't know what they call it, Talmud. But these famous books that have absolutely every Marimakom organized in this. coming out with one on Chumash. I'm going to take volumes and volumes, I'm sure. But Be'ezus Hashem, if a person makes Chumash his focal point, it's something which Be'ezus Hashem, you think about it, you learn it. You know, I wish I had a Rebbe doing this to me when I was 18. I guess I picked it up somewhere along the way. But if a person has a focus, when he starts now and he's 17, 18 years old, learning Chumash as something he wants to master, and Be'ez Hashem goes over it year after year after year after year after year. I mean, you could be 30 years old. It's not a long time. A dozen years from now, you'll be a bucky. An absolute bucky. Guys, don't think about it. But it's an amazing thing. You learn Chumash now, you'll be a bucky, and that'll be a nice thing, because when your kid comes to ask you a karsha on the parsha, you'll know it. I'll have life in Gemara too.